Well, howdy folks, it's me, the Bowman, and welcome to this week's Outdoor Adventures. Did you know it's illegal to remove young wildlife from the wild, and a captive wildlife permit will not be issued for those animals? They will be an investigation. That's the state law in Kentucky, 301-KAR-2.081, and we'll be right back on this week's Outdoor Adventures. Are you in the market to buy or sell a house, land, or commercial property in Kentucky? You need a realtor that will work hard to get the best possible deal for you. So you need Tanya Tussey with Realty Exchange. She's honest, hardworking, knowledgeable, dependable, and will guide you through every step of the way. Call Tanya Tussey today at 606-315-4671. Again, that's Tanya Tussey at 606-315-4671. Shane Ratcliffe, broker. Well, let's take a look at the Kentucky Field Calendar for the week of July 7th through the 13th. There's not a whole lot to report on the calendar this week, but July the 9th is my birthday. So if you want to buy me a little something like a Bass Tracker with maybe a 25 to 50 horsepower, that fits me well. Anyway, as far as hunting seasons go, currently in season in Kentucky would be bear, bullfrog, catfish, coyote, groundhog, and roughfish. For all those rules and regulations, be sure to check out fw.ky.gov. And something more to report on the calendar, this is more into next week, but I want to give you all the heads up for it now. There's some trout stockings going on July 17th, the Harrington Lake Tailwater in Mercer County, Royal Springs in Scott County, the Nolan River Lake Tailwater in Edmondson County, Lynn Camp Creek in Hart County, Round Stone Creek in Hart County, and Otter Creek, Fort Knox in Meade County are all getting trout. And then on the 18th, Casey Creek in Trigg County, Jennings Creek in Warren County, Trammell Creek in Allen County, Sulphur Springs Creek in Simpson County, and Black Lick Creek in Logan County, and Paintsville Lake Tailwater in Johnson County are all set to receive trout on the 18th. Here's a few fishing tips. Try fishing for bass in the morning and evenings, and they can be taken on topwater baits, and that's always a lot of fun. And don't forget those rubber worms. I'm kind of partial to black and purple with a little curly tail on them, but do what you think will work best for you. Most catfish spawning is done, so cut baits and live baits seem to be working the best right now. Well, that about do it on this week's Outdoor Adventures. I'm the Bowman. I gotta go. Thank you. See you. Bye. It's the Flying Festival, July 25th, 26th, 27th at the Robert Newland Airport in Huntington, West Virginia. You don't want to miss this with the Lonesome River Band reunion featuring Sammy Sheeler, Don Rigsby, and Kenny Smith, a Tony Rice tribute show with Southern Legacy and special guests, the Appalachian Road Show, Kenny and Amanda Smith, Don Rigsby, the Bing Brothers with Jake Crack, Danny Paisley, and the Southern Grass, Hunter Berry, Julian Kelly Davis Band, Buffalo Wives and the Price Hill Hustle, Robert Schaefer and Friends, and many others. There'll be airplane skydivers, and you can be one of them at the Robert Newland Airport. Find us on the Facebook or flyingfestival.com.